This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm still in recovery from the weekend, from all of October. I hope it doesn't take all of November to recover, Super Don, because there's a lot to do. It's like, you say, take a break. No, there's no time for taking a break. I know that.
Yeah. Well, we're into November, and you're still not done, are you?
No, I've got to head out. Well, hey, I'm not going to get into my schedule and hear the violin playing again.
Enough whining. Enough whining,
yes, okay. Yeah. Well, right. This past weekend was just sensational, and it wasn't just because I got to sort of go home again. You know, I grew up for 30 years in North Georgia in that region, and it was great to see a lot of holistically inclined healers and doctors that want to be holistically inclined come up and learn a lot. And, you know, to top it all off, we played the Harlem Legends, right, over the weekend with Ty Bollinger and Reggie Black and so many other folks. And I will say this, there's one of all the people on the team. She was one of those ringers. I knew she'd be awesome. But if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have made that Steph Curry-inspired skyhook layup, whatever I did. And it was Dr. Veronique Desaunier, Dr. V, as everybody knows her as. And I was just starting to, I don't know, seize up on the left side of my thoracic region, and she did whatever she does, and I was able to get up after half and do the miracle thing. And we have Dr. V with us today to open the show, and I'm so excited. Dr. V, I tried to get you on last week, but I know you had a little bit busy, so I will say better late than never.
Yes, thanks so much for having me on your show this evening, Robert.
And thank you for precipitating the play of my lifetime in basketball. I'll never forget you for that.
You're welcome. It was a fun evening.
It was amazing. And, you know, the idea to start with that is just was great because it was very physical. And, of course, part of the story that we tell and share, hopefully, is that we need to keep moving. And you're a breast cancer conqueror. And, you know, the lead story, in fact, today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the notes will be up in a little while with Captain Morgan, is predicting cancer is going to kill 5.5 million women every year by the year 2030. Did you get a chance to read this article?
I did. It was quite amazing. I mean, one of the statistics that jumped out at me is that breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women in 140 countries worldwide. Now, with the work that we've done, my team and I have done, we've had the privilege of coaching women in 21 countries, so we can see that we're barely scratching the surface. And, you know, it's a global epidemic, unfortunately, and there are so many reasons why this cancer is the most common among women.
Well, you know, the thing in this article, it relates to, well, diet and exercise, and you see these things written as if they're just kind of thrown out, like, automatically. But what they're not saying is glaring in the omission. No mention of toxins, no mention of heavy metals, no mention even of nutrient deficiencies, mineral deficiencies. And so there's a stranglehold on the free flow of information in the mainstream media when they say a story like this that is meant to frighten you into what? More mammograms, more detection technology, and more, even in the case of one of the things they're claiming, cervical cancer, HPV vaccines, which we know are not proven to prevent cancer. I didn't know. I'm sure you picked up on that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they always throw in that little vaccine thing and how that's supposed to prevent cervical cancer when we actually know that it's been the cause of cervical and uterine cancer.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's contributing to it. So how do we, I guess we do an end around, as you say, if you've been working in 21 different countries, that's making a significant dent, even though there's more to go. But the reality is those in the mainstream of medical, how would we say, monopolistic thought, don't typically acknowledge the role of toxins and deficiencies the way we may.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the most dangerous toxins, which I believe is why breast cancer is on the rise, is you know, the herbicides and the pesticides have such a very estrogenic impact on women. We call those xenoestrogens. And, you know, they're environmental estrogens that women and men are, you know, exposed to at very high doses. Even things that, cosmetics and things that women may put on their skin. Antiperspirants, for example, the aluminum in the antiperspirant is a metalloestrogen. The mercury in the amalgams are metalloestrogens. So women are being bombarded by all these excessive estrogens, and their body is having a hard time breaking them down and you know, excreting them from the body.
Yeah. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Dr. V, Lord knows why you're not. You should be. She was also featured in the Truth About Cancer series. She was also at the Ultimate Life Symposium presenting, and she's also a terrific athlete. And we saw her dance and do basketball on one of the periscopes that we did. So a living example that you can overcome breast cancer, but even better would be preventing breast cancer. And I notice on your website, breastcancerconqueror.com, and we have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you have seven essentials, and down below, if you scroll down there, there's even a prevention track. And we do get a lot of calls and questions about, how do I prevent this cancer from happening?
That's a very good point, and we also get a lot of you know, inquiries about that as well. And it's very basic. I mean, if you start with doing basic things, number one, follow the seven essential system, which, you know, deals with diet and toxicity and balancing your energy and your healing your emotions and your heart and, you know, all the good things that come with a healthy lifestyle. But there's a few basic things that you should start with. First of all, make sure your vitamin D levels are at the right level. Therapeutic doses is between 80 and 100 ng's per ml. So have that tested by your doctor, or you can order a little kit online and test it yourself. Make sure that your iodine levels are sufficient. As a nation, we're very iodine deficient, and iodine is extremely important for thyroid function as well as breast health. And women that are on thyroid medication are twice as likely to develop breast cancer than those who are not. So the medication is hiding the symptom, which is basically, a lot of times, iodine deficiency. So with a simple home urine test kit, you can find out how deficient you are, and then you can supplement accordingly. You know, don't guess when it comes to your health, and that's one of the big mistakes that I find most people make. They just guesstimate, and they try to play doctor, but you really need to test rather than guess, and that way you can get very clear levels as to how you need to supplement.
Well, how can people around the country and around the world listening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show reach out to kind of get that kind of support? Because maybe there's not a Dr. V in their neighborhood. Is that something they can do from a remote distance?
Absolutely. Everything we do is virtual. Like I said, we've reached women in 21 countries. So if you have a question, you can go to our website, breastcancerconqueror.com, fill out the caring assistant form or the contact form, and give us your questions. And we handle hundreds and hundreds of those every week. And, you know, we'll do our best to support you and let you know how you can get started with some of our coaches, our certified coaches, and get you on the fast track to prevention.
Beautiful. Now, there's a second story here that it's related. It says costs keep women from taking drugs to prevent cancer's return. And I think, you know, that's an absurd statement, because drugs don't prevent cancer. They cause cancer. They're toxic to the liver. When you don't detoxify, you bioaccumulate all kinds of things environmentally and of course, metabolically. And so are they talking about tamoxifen and other estrogen inhibitors?
Probably, yes. They are talking about that. But the interesting thing is that most women don't know that the World Health Organization, as well as the American Cancer Society, have labeled tamoxifen, for example, as a possible carcinogen. So it doesn't make sense to take a pill that's something that could cause cancer, and I've known women who've had cancer as a result of taking drugs like that, to try to prevent cancer. And there again, it goes back to the whole myth that women's hormones cause cancer. If our hormones cause cancer, every 20-year-old on the planet would have cancer. So it's not our hormones per se, it's our overexposure to the xenoestrogens, the chemical estrogens, and possibly your body's inability to metabolize or methylate estrogens. Most women with breast cancer that I've worked with, when we look at their DNA profile, they have an issue with breaking down that estrogen. They have detoxification pathways in their liver that are not working very well. So we need to support those pathways so that those aggressive estrogens are metabolized properly and excreted from the body.
Yeah, very critical. And that's included in the seven essentials. You talk about that. This is something we believe and live as well. But you are a living example that this is not an anomaly. You didn't get lucky. You applied principles that all women, and men for that matter, could apply and reverse, much less prevent, no matter what. Even if you've had grandmas and moms and aunts and sisters having breast cancer.
Absolutely, because we now know, and the most updated research is showing us, that cancer is a metabolic disease. Less than 5% may have something to do with your genetic background, but the majority of cancers are because of inflammation, too many carbs, too much sugar, stress, poor detoxification, and, you know, the cancer cells revert to using sugar for metabolism instead of oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people are listening, and we do have fans all over the world, but probably in North Georgia as well, do you actually have a physical location that people can come and see you?
We don't have a physical location. I had a brick-and-mortar practice for 30 years, and then when I, quote-unquote, retired from my practice and started sharing my personal healing journey, I just threw up a website 4.5 years ago, and the rest is history.
I feel so extra special now because you actually worked on me during the basketball game.
Right. Well, I didn't do much, but I'm glad it helped.
Oh, you definitely have a healing touch. It is your essence, and I hope everybody can feel it as we are here on the radio with Dr. Véronique de Saulnier, Dr. V, and it's breastcancerconqueror.com. We have it linked up in the show notes shortly at robertscottbell.com. When we come back, we'll talk about another aspect of cancer creation, and it relates to sugar, and it relates to studies about sugar from soda. It might just be one of those things we call an MOD. Stand by. We've got Dr. V staying with us for another segment right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation.
Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? RevelationTheMovie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Having a good time opening up today with Dr. V and her website, of course, you can find right there. We'll have it linked up, and it's breast cancer. Or where are we at here on this? Because you also have a book, and I don't know if we have that linked up. I want to make sure we link up your book, Dr. V. Where do we find that?
Yeah, it's on the homepage. You see a picture of me with Jack Canfield.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, perfect. So yep. it's all there. I just don't want anybody to miss anything that you've got to offer. I hope folks will take advantage of getting a hold of that, reading through it. Now, you know, you've got such good information, such solid information, science-based as well as clinical evidence-based. And the thing is, you've helped yourself and many others in that time frame. And every once in a while, we like to go to the scientific realm to, you know, show some evidence for the things we're saying. If people don't think we're off a rocker. And when it comes to sugar consumption, there's more studies than ever coming out. But one of them, and some of them are so obvious, and one of them is so obvious, that it happens to be today's
moment of duh.
Where are you people? On dough? Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8. You're crazy!
No. What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Soda Makers R Us. Apparently, when soda makers fund the scientific studies, the links between their products and obesity somehow disappear. Poof! How does that happen? Is that magic? It's a miracle. Dr. V, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. When I read this, it was almost funny. It was definitely was a dumb moment. I mean, how can they rationalize the fact that their industry with the teaspoons and teaspoons of sugar in one drink, and they see people drinking 4 and 5 of those a day sometimes, how do they really think that the average person is going to think that that is not impacting their health? And we know that when the beverage industry gives some financial support to some of the research that is being done, just magically these connections seem to disappear.
It is incredible. It is a magic act, though. It's a disappearing act. And, you know, it, of course, drinking lots of genetically engineered sugar is part of a healthy, balanced diet. I mean, that's what basically they're trying to sell us on. And it doesn't really have anything to do with obesity, diabetes, much less the fact that cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer, and it loves you feeding it soda.
Absolutely. And you know, this is one of the hallmarks. And interestingly, you know, over 100 years ago, you know, Dr. Otto Warburg won a Nobel Prize for discovering that cancer cells did not breathe oxygen, but they actually used glucose and sugar to metabolize and to stay alive and to grow. And traditional medicine uses something called a PET scan every day. A PET scan is a scan where they inject you with radioactive glucose. They let you sit for 30 minutes to an hour. Then they run you through the tube. And guess what lights up first? Cancer cells. So they know that when it comes to sugar, cancer cells are fed first. I mean, they do that every day in their scan, but they don't make that connection in their practice when they tell women, eat whatever you want, or when they have, you know, Cokes and sugars and candies and donuts and the chemotherapy sweets. They're you know, putting fuel on that fire when they're feeding women this sugar.
And it's not any better, in my opinion, probably not yours as well, but I want you to chime in on this, these artificial sweeteners as well, like aspartame and others.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they've been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be carcinogenic. So whether you trying to drink a diet soft drink, you're still increasing your risk of cancer, and they're showing that it really does not have much of an impact on obesity.
No, exactly. Ah, man, well, we've got to cover these moments of duh to get through the science and help us understand what is going on. And Dr. V, you're doing a fantastic job in helping us do that as well. And with a beautiful name like Dr. Véronique Desaulniers, where do you come from originally? Because I was a cone head for Halloween, and of course I was from France.
I'm French-Canadian. I grew up in a small community called Saint-Boniface in the province of Manitoba. And when I was 21, I decided I was going to leave my home and venture out to be a chiropractor. I went to Life College in Marietta, Georgia, and I've been in Georgia ever since. So I've been in Georgia longer than I've been in Canada, but definitely was a culture shock when I first moved here.
Well, I love that you're an adventurer, and that adventure has led you to conquer breast cancer and help many people around the world, men and women included, to do the same, and even better. Dr. V, you know, you're always welcome here anytime. I appreciate you so very much. Everybody check out our website. It's linked up in the show notes. And Dr. V, you have definitely helped us bring the power to heal back where it belongs.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's always a pleasure.
You got it. We got a lot more healing to go, including John Rappaport next hour talking about election fraud. You'll want to hear that.
Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride. Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, welcome to November, everybody. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, right. 6 days a week, right? Yeah, we are in November.
Gosh, man.
I've officially survived October, the busiest October in history, as far as I can remember.
Dude, it's going to be right around the corner. It's going to be 2017.
Whoa.
This is weird.
Yeah, stop the world. I don't want to get off.
No way.
Hey, this is great. John Rappaport's scheduled second hour, and we're going to put perspective like nobody else in broadcast media on this election coming up.
You know, and the thing is almost just couldn't resist getting John on because, you know, we normally wait until Thursday when we have – you know, Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty, to really get into the heavy political comments and commentary. But there's much going on. It's just like, how do you not talk about it, right?
We're gonna do it obviously in a different way than any other broadcast media outlet.
That's right.
Right. Because that's John Rappaport and that's Robert Scott Bell. Two great things that go great together. That sound good? Is that like a commercial? Chocolate peanut butter? John Rapport? I don't. All right. I obviously need some more sleep. It's coming. But in the meantime, we're very appreciative of you, our loyal listeners, and some of our new listeners. Did you see we got an email from Mark D. today? Did you see that?
I did see that, yes,
He was trying to explain that he couldn't listen to the show tonight.
I have a permission slip.
No, he didn't,
we'll
actually.
We'll be able to make it tonight. You know what I'm saying.
I wrote him back, and I said, you better find somebody to give you a legitimate excuse, or else you can't come back. You know, we'll put you in detention.
My dog ate my homework.
Yeah, listen to the show live. What is that? All right. Well, you can always go back to the archives at GCN or iTunes or Stitcher or Red State Radio or UK Health Radio or TuneIn or where else? What's that thing called? SoundCloud. Yeah, SoundCloud.
So, yes.
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 Whatever. Whatever.
I think you covered everything. I think you did it.
I try to do that from memory here. Grandkids are in the background. I can hear them a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
You heard that? Yeah. That was Easton. Yeah.
Easton. All right. Easton.
He was the one that was dressed up as Donald Trump.
Oh, that was a cute picture. Yes. Easton, and Grandpa's going Weston soon. We'll get to that in a little while.
Yes. Yes.
But questions are coming in fast and furious, and hopefully they're not too furious, but fast, that's okay. And we're working on catching up through the website. RobertScoutBell.com, but you know when we mention questions, they can come in through the phone numbers live at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you could submit them to the website, RobertScoutBell.com, and eventually we'll get to them.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And we do have a few questions tonight. The first one is coming from Susie. Susie says, hi, everyone. Everyone. That's a lot of people. Who do you think she's referring to? Tom on the board at GCN? We'll have to ask him.
Well,
expert on Chipotle, but
there's
yeah. Hi everyone.
Wow, it's not every day you get a shout out from Tom on the show.
Right.
That's
nice, yeah. But everyone. So that includes Tom, who's a gastronomical superhero. But you'll understand why in a little while. Susie says I have a motility issue with my upper esophageal sphincter. It's not every day that you get a sentence starting with upper esophageal sphincter.
Sphincter. I thought those were like on opposite ends of the thing there. But
you,
I guess there's more than one sphincter. Huh?
You have sphincters all over the place.
Oh, okay. All right.
She says it's hypotensive. And apparently supragastric belching. I mean, she's got the technology down as far as the terms, right? Gastric belching. I tend to burp a couple of times after eating or drinking anything. Isn't that like called a teenage boy? We do that all
the
time. Yeah,
I remember doing that on purpose.
Just for fun, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not fun. Seriously, Susie, you're right. Does anyone else have this problem? Yes, that was me. I used to have that problem. I had all of those issues growing up. So I feel for you, Susie. We're going to get to this. She says, I go through regular episodes of having a sore, inflamed esophagus along with chest pain. It's my own fault because as soon as I feel healed, I tend to be a bit naughty. I wonder if she's British. That's what they use.
Sounds like it.
You're naughty. And have a few of the things then that gradually cause me problems again, like fats and sugars seem to be the culprits. So what are the best natural supplements to take to heal the damaged tissue? I know about DGL and slippery elm, but I wondered if there was anything else that could be more effective. Yeah. So Susie's halfway there, right? She knows what to do, and she knows what she's doing wrong. The question is, Susie, do you have the discipline to stop doing those wrong things? Or if you do, can you counteract it fast enough? DGL slippery elm, yes, that can help with the tissue. The most rapid route for tissue recovery, of course, comes back to the use of silver hydrosol because it is nature's regenerative agent. It stimulates regeneration of healthy new tissue, epithelial tissue. We're talking about damaged tissue within the esophagus and even the stomach. Now, if you are having bloating or gas or burping, that can be the lack of stomach acid production in the, guess what, stomach. That's why they call it stomach acid. And one of the keys to recover that, of course, is magnesium supplementation. Now, you could take it orally. That's cool. But, of course, if you take too much magnesium orally, you can end up with diarrhea. It's not dangerous, but you've hit your threshold. The ease magnesium that we get from activation products, you've heard Ian Clark talk about it. You can spray on topically every day and start fulfilling your magnesium needs through skin or epithelial or dermal absorption. Very easy.
not going to cause you diarrhea. And the silver, of course, you can do the silver aloe protocol if you think there's further problems into the small intestine, large intestine, and colon. But if you think it's all upper GI, then I would add in the Alta Health Products CanGest, A-L-T-A, and it's CanGest, C-A-N-G-E-S-T. It's a powdered supplement. It's made into a tea by adding a teaspoon of this powder into warm water to activate it. Not boiling hot water, but warm water. And drink that water down with the tea in it that's brewed up by, again, not boiling it, but warm water, 3 times a day on an empty stomach prior to eating. And that will help to correct this. Now, if you eat excess fats and you have problems, I don't know if the gallbladder has been removed for you. You didn't mention that. But you can take extra enzymes that can help digest the fats. If you're eating too much refined sugars, of course, stop it. I'm trying to be nice. Stop it, right? But you can take some GTF chromium as well, 100% whole food GTF chromium from Innate Response, because that will help you to metabolize the sugar appropriately, sequester it, if you will, deliver it to the cells that need it, and then eventually relinquish that which is stored as fat, out to be utilized again so you can handle fasting, which may be another way to help heal your intestinal system, your stomach system, by giving it a chance to rest a little bit more. But it's very hard to do that when you're hypoglycemic. So, Susie, I hope some of those tips are good for you. They were good for me. Because, yes, I'm here, living proof. In Unlock the Power to Heal.
That sounded a bit naughty.
Was that a bit naughty? Yes, now I'm gonna light my cigarette. Ooh, that was good. Yes. All right. the next one is a gallbladder question. This is from Brian. I have had 3 gallbladder attacks within the past 3 months. That doesn't sound good. These were the only attacks I've had ever, he says. The first one happened after I ate yogurt, or if you're in Britain, yogurt. I haven't had an attack in the month of October. All right, so month of October, he hasn't had one, so that maybe the prior 3 months. So let's say before that, okay. I'm scheduled to have gallbladder surgery on November 7th.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute, what?
Hold the phone. Brian, really? You had 3 attacks 3 months prior. You had no attacks in October, and you're going for surgery?
I think a doctor. There's a doctor involved here, obviously.
Yeah, and not Dr. Bitar, because remember what Dr. Bitar said. If you've got 10% function in your gallbladder, wouldn't it be great to try and reestablish the other 90% instead of taking it down to 0 by removing it? Is it too soon to have the surgery? Well, that'll be your moment of duh. Should I wait it out to see if the attacks continue? Wait it out? No waiting it out. What do you mean wait it out? Find out what you did prior to those 3 other attacks. And then, it's not like, it sort of reminds me of a Japanese monster movie. Right? It's the gallbladder. what would be the name for the gallbladder monster? It's like Godzilla.
Gallzilla. Right?
Gallzilla. Or was it Gokuzilla? I can remember. Did Tom introduce me to Goku? Somebody did over there at GCN all those years ago. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. But if gallbladder attacks you, it's not because it doesn't like you or it hates you or it's just mad at you. It's like, no, you put something in that was putting some stress on it. And by the way, the Alta Health Products remedy, if you will, if you can call it that, it's a supplement, also works for the gallbladder. So the same thing I said to Susie, Brian, I will say to you. A teaspoon of that powder in warm, clean water, preferably Echo water if you got it, and drink it down 3 times a day. You're not going to have to remove your gallbladder. And again, if you have issues with fat metabolism, enzymes can help temporarily. And we have homeopathics that I've written about, along with the silver aloe protocol in Unlock the Power to Heal. But, just these questions today, it's like, are these like setup questions? Like, I just want to see what Robert says and how he reacts to this. I'm going to say I had 3 attacks in 3 months. I didn't have one for a month. Should I get surgery? What do you think I'm going to say?
Well, but we get a lot of new listeners, people that are coming in that have not, they're not the long time listeners of the Robert Scott show. So, I think it's good to revisit these things from a Freshman Friday type of approach, right?
Yeah. You know what I was thinking you should do, Brian? Have them remove your gallbladder, have them put you in a new one, and then next month have them do the same thing again, get the third one. Yeah, just keep doing that because that makes all the sense.
Will I get, monthly?
Yeah, monthly. Just, I mean, every month you have this problem, just remove your gallbladder.
Kind of like leasing a car, just kind of drive it for a little while.
Find another one, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not picking on you, Brian. I just, the doctors that say this stuff,
Man, they're the exalted ones. They're the ones with medical degrees. This is why we call them that. And again, it's not that they're not smart. They have smarts to get through medical school. But when they look at this and they don't open up their pharmaceutical pill prescription bottle or surgical horse blinders, they'll suggest to someone like Brian that, well, you've had three gallbladder attacks. Let's remove your gallbladder. And if you go to, there's a place called Cure Zone on the web. It's a lot of lay folk and some doctors are sharing stories about what they've done for things like this. And they'll talk about gallbladder flushes that can be done as well to move gallstones through. So just do your homework, research it. But remember the things we've said today, not drugs, not surgery, but food. The stuff we utilize as supplements, they are foods. Because your food is your medicine, and your medicine is your food. That's not just from Hippocrates, but it's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. All right, I know it's almost time to slaughter the turkey, but we have a bird story to almost end all bird stories. Something saves something from something. And it's going to be really cool. Good news for birds after this. Lee Summers.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
There was a mighty nation blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to be rocking the election world with John Rappaport next hour as we bring some political healing to the discussion floor. Welcome, everybody. If you're just now tuning in, robertscottbell.com. Super Don making it sound so good. Tom's on the board. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And, okay, from October, we survived. It was an awesome month. So many great events, so much empowering healing happening all over the world through the Truth About Cancer and a number of other events. This is, of course, in the United States at least, the month of Thanksgiving. And, of course, the traditional thing is to, well, take a turkey out. Although the president's pardoned one big fat turkey, what about the rest of them? Are you going for a factory farm turkey, or if you do turkey, are you doing one of those so-called range-fed ones, or are you going to do a tofurkey, right? Why are you laughing?
I've never understood the tofurkey, because isn't it literally, it's like made to look like turkey?
I think so. It's like a sculpted
turkey or
sculpted
something.
Tofu. Hopefully it's non-GMO soy. Yeah.
Why don't you just have tofu? I mean, if you're going to go as far as, are you really like tricking yourself? Oh, it looks like a turkey.
Does it need to look like a turkey, really? Yeah. I mean, if you're a vegetarian, don't make it look like a turkey.
Just eat your tofu and be happy with it.
Exactly. But we have a little bit of superhero status today on the show. Great story. About a hero duck saving a chicken from a backyard hawk attack. A hero duck saves a chicken from a hawk. Whoa. Now that is some interesting, and this is all avian stuff. You think that the CDC would have come out with a vaccine to save these chickens, but no, doesn't work that way. A brave duck rushed to the rescue of a chicken after a hawk attacked the helpless fowl as it rested in the backyard. Well, that's not accurate. It wasn't resting. It was darting across the lawn, heading for the chicken coop when this hawk swooped down to try and eat it, to carry it away and eat it. And then suddenly this duck, who was an adversary, but the owner said the Felix the duck, with the chicken, they're not really pals. They have a close relationship. But apparently when Felix
Why is
the duck,
this starting to sound like a Looney Tunes cartoon? I don't know.
Well, if you have backyard animals, you are living in a cartoon. Because they
the
have
duck and the chicken were friends, and the hawk, what?
Well, yeah, they were sort of friends, but not. I don't know if a gambling
like a foghorn, leghorn kind of thing going on here?
Well, so the duck raises its, what does it raise? It doesn't, well, it just swoops, it just
well,
spread
it,
its
it
wings.
Swoops. The duck comes running over, and it extends its wings out, which is, you know, a normal defensive thing that, you know, a duck will do to make it look bigger.
And then
it
pecked
just starts,
at the hawk.
Yeah, just drove the hawk away. His hawk took off. The chicken ran into the coop, and all was well.
All is well. The owner said that the chicken is okay. He survived the incident, but is going to be a little bit more reluctant this November to run out of the coop without first checking with his friend Felix the Duck. Is the coast clear? And the hawk is now going to go in for like karate lessons to say, how do I take out the duck? Because I obviously don't have enough skills to do the duck. The chicken I had.
Here's the question. No. Was it a chicken hawk?
Was it a chicken hawk? I don't know. Did they name a chicken hawk? Oh, you know, chicken hawks like the neocons. They're chicken hawks. I understand where you're going with that. That was a good one. But yeah, is there such a thing as a chicken hawk in real life? Other than
I brought up the Looney Tunes that immediately made me think of the old classic Foghorn Leghorn cartoons where his little buddy was a chicken hawk.
Right, but this is
remember that?
Yeah, I do. But this is like a duck superhero. It sounds more like Duck Dodgers.
Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Yeah, Daffy Duck. Yes. Daffy Duck saved us all. Came back on a time machine to save this hapless little chicken, and it's not Felix the Duck. That's the alter ego of Duck Dodgers from the 24th. And a half century.
And a half century, yes.
Gotta love that.
Apparently there is such a thing as a chicken hawk.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if this one
counts as a chicken hawk because it attacks and eats chickens, or is it a chicken hawk because it's scared of chickens? We'll look at that on the break.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we're not going to get all National Geographic here in the last 10 seconds of the show.
No, we got John Rappaport coming up, and we're going to... reveal, or is he revealed in the latest article, and it's up in the notes, and it's in robertscottbell.com, our website, about the election fraud about to happen. Is there anything you can do to stop it, and does it matter anyway? Well, John Rappaport's got perspective like no one else in broadcast media as an investigative journalist for decades now. Good friend of the program, good friend of mine, and hopefully yours as well. We'll be back with more powerful healing and more questions of the day after the news break. But in the meantime, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.